Where's Charmin? Don't squeeze the Charmin. He's on his way up.
There he is.
All right, relax. Take a couple of deep breaths. And you're all depressed and out of breath.
Here we are. Depressed? Yeah, perhaps a little bit.
Don't squeeze the Charmin. Look it. We're sorry.
That's okay.
They played like crap in the second half, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough. They were good in the first half, but second half, they sat really deep and Croatia came at them. But that's football, I suppose.
Well, I thought there are two things I would say. And, again, I'm a neophyte. They didn't control the ball in the second half. When they got possession, the ball was in the air all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 50-50 shot, maybe a 40-60 shot for the defense. Always, you got to play the ball on the ground. You got to hold it. You got to take possession. So one of the things I just mentioned to Deitch is that I thought was interesting is the Croatians ran at them every time they had the ball on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
They challenged them, even in the British side of the field. Everywhere
they pressed them.
They
sure.
pressed them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it shook them up.
But England allowed that to happen too by sitting so deep as well. But Croatia's engine is incredible. They've played so much football, more than any other team.
Yeah.
Going to penalties the two previous games. Yet their fitness levels seem higher than England's today, which is really quite something. They did not quit. Showed great, great heart, resilience. And that midfield, you mentioned the midfield. We know how good it was entering the tournament, and it's been good throughout the tournament. But today, once again, in that second half, that they just turned it on. And the best team won, as simple as that. I think England can learn a lot from that game. A bunch of wily Croatians beat them.
Were they the best team today, or are they a better team?
I would say they're just about a better team right now. They're more experienced. They've got more. I mean, Luka Modric is an all-world player who plays in Champions League finals every year. He's got four of them. Mandzukic is a old veteran striker, center forward for big, big clubs. Juventus, for example. Rakitic plays alongside Leo Messi at Barcelona. They're a better team right now. Now, England's a team with hope, with optimism for the future. They might get there, but right now I think you saw a little bit of inexperience today compared to Croatia.
I think most observers will rightfully say France is the favorite in this game. Mm-hmm. That said, I think every time you have tried to analyze what Croatia was going to do, you've been wrong. And like you said, and I think you hit on it, they don't seem to run out of gas ever.
Right.
And now they have a little couple days to rest, so I think they're certainly going to be fresh for the final. Stylistically, what do you expect between France and Croatia?
Well, Croatia seem, I would say, are going to be more aggressive than France. France have the aggressive players to play that way, but their manager, Deschamps, is very pragmatic. And it's worked so far. They've been controlled in the last two games. They've won games against good teams, Argentina, Uruguay, and of course against Belgium, when they really weren't in danger at all. They are very composed, but they have that ability to break a game open too with their attacking flair. Whereas Croatia, they like to go forward too, but I do wonder if that'll be one challenge too much for them. I mean, they've played more than, since July the 1st, they played one more game than France, if you add up all the added time. One more match in 10 days, four games in 10 days.
Wow.
These guys are only human, right? I mean, what is left in the tank?
I'm sorry, Bobby, real quick. Do you buy into any kind of idea that because France is the favorite, there's more pressure on those players where Croatia can just play easy because nobody really expected them to be in the final?
I do. I mean, Croatia's a funny beast too. I mean, off the field, it's a complete disaster at Croatia. The federation, the head was put into jail before the World Cup. Two of the players right now, Modric and Lovren, face a court date after the World Cup, facing jail time for perjury over this case.
Wow.
All right, so there's pressure on these guys that goes beyond football.
Eek.
Right? France, however, France is the second youngest squad at the World Cup. So there's pressure on Deschamps because if he doesn't win, he could be fired, believe it or not. But for the players themselves, high expectations, but they've got the chance to become a dynasty.
So here's the consensus on France. We haven't seen anywhere near their potential yet. They haven't played. Whether we see that gear or not, whether they actually can call it up is undetermined. Mm-hmm. But everybody seems to think we haven't seen the best of them yet. They played okay, but they haven't played spectacularly. Do you agree?
I do agree, yeah. They haven't because Deschamps won't allow them to. you really wonder, I know a lot of observers are asking the question, if an attacking-minded coach was in charge of that team, they could be absolutely frightening. You know, they could play as expansive a football as you see in world football. They've got so much talent. You know, Paul Pogba has been brilliant. The kid Mbappe, it's Olympian speed, yeah. right? This kid is lights out.
Yeah, how good is he going to be?
He's 19 years old.
I know.
Right? It's crazy.
How good is he going to be?
He could be one of the greats, you know? Obviously, we often see young players in all sports not quite reach that level when we think they might, but this kid, I don't know. He's got the touch around the box. He's got the courage. He's got the swagger as well. He could be next 10 years competing for Ballon d'Or.
Does he replace Ronaldo?
At Real Madrid?
Yeah.
Quite possibly, yeah. Him or Neymar with all the money they get from Ronaldo.
They're not going to do way. Nothing. They're going to go get
and
somebody.
And PSG need to sell some players with financial fair play as well. Yeah. I mean, he cost them £170 million in installments, and they haven't paid them all just yet. So here's their out if they want to make some money and get around the financial fair play rules.
How do you feel about the, Bob and I were talking about this, how do you feel about the third place game, especially as someone who is...
nonsense.
Okay, how do you
thank
think,
you.
Okay, oh. So will either side, England, Belgium, be up for it?
It's funny because this is going to be the second game of the World Cup between England and Belgium that no one cares about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right?
They met in the first round and they both rested their stars.
Yeah. And they're probably going to do the same thing in this one.
Yeah, these players are exhausted and their clubs are in training right now.
And they don't care.
And there's a bunch of guys who haven't played a minute at the World Cup.
So you think we're going to see the bench?
Danny Welbeck out there.
Get
Trent Alexander-Arnold out there. Absolutely. Now, Harry Kane's chasing the golden boot, of course. He'll probably get it, so he might get in there, but I think he'll win it regardless. It's a complete and utter cash grab for FIFA. No one cares about it. They might fill a stadium full of sponsors, but that's about it. So please, let's end this charade and just get rid of it.
It's not uncommon, though, as you know, in not just in soccer, but in other worldwide events. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the World Hockey Championships, they play a third-place game.
And in some Olympic events, you will see
a bronze medal game.
But it's the same premise, though.
You don't have to. You could give them both bronze. You've lost in
the equivalent of the semis, and now you're playing for the bronze.
It means a lot for a tiny nation. It does well. Like Croatia in 98, right? Their first big tournament as Croatia, they won the third place. It was great. South Korea did it in 2002.
Didn't the Canadian women play... France for the third place? They did. They won 4-3?
In the Olympics, right? That was...
By the way, was
it 4-3?
How about that?
Take US. Wow. That's impressive. Was it 4-3? I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, let me tell you this.
I think so.
Yeah.
As an American, what a dream it would be to be in the third place game of the World Cup.
Well, but I mean, I think that was a big game, as James will attest, that was a big game in Canada.
Olympics, the two, right?
Yeah.
Now, James has hit on it. For some nations, it means something. For England and Belgium, it doesn't mean anything.
No.
I mean, their tournament ended when they lost.
Yeah, who really remembers the third-place team? They don't get anything for it, I don't think. The bottom line is these guys lost a semi-final. They lost their opportunity, and that's going to be the biggest...
We got to get out of here, and we thank you for running up here.